This is the Glasses by Day Geek by Night podcast. I'm Matt, and today we have KO of the week, week 2 of 8. So I'm going to get straight on with it. So we have four rounds. We have four groups, group A, B, C, and D. And we're going to fight each, four fighters from each. Okay, yeah, so there's 16 fighters altogether. They fight until we have a winner of the round, then group A fights group B, group C fights group D, and then the winner of them goes into the final, and then they fight, and then we have a winner of the week, okay, yeah? So, right, I'm going to get straight into it. So, my first picks for group A, battle one, is Carnage, ooh, big one, versus Magneto, okay, yeah? So, yeah, my man Magneto, big in X-Men 97 at the moment. Right, so realistically, Carnage, Cletus Kasady, you know, bonded with the symbiote Carnage, superhuman strength, can generate swing lines and bladed weapons. He's able to neutralize Spider-Man's spider sense. Not that that really matters here, because we're fighting Magneto. So the way I look at it, Magneto, master of magnetism, can do all sorts of manner of things with metal. Realistically, Magneto is killing Cletus Kasady. He's killing the symbiote, and maybe not the symbiote, but he's definitely killing off Cletus Kasady. So the way I look at it is, this is a really, really awkward one, because I think that realistically Magneto would win this fight, but the symbiote wouldn't die, so it would end up merging with him and becoming Carnage Magneto. So I think at the moment Magneto might have won, but Carnage is winning still. So it's actually, it's not so much a tie. Cletus Kasady is absolutely, he's dead. Carnage Magneto is definitely in it. So that's my winner of the first one, I reckon.
KO!
So straight on to battle two. So I have, let me have a look, I have Ultimate Goblin. So that's Ultimate Goblin from, that's Norman Osborn from the Ultimate Universes, versus Stargirl. Okay. Right, so we'll start with the Ultimate Goblin. So the Ultimate Goblin has superhuman strength, speed, stamina, durability, agility and reflexes, and he's huge as well. Regenerative healing factor, he's genius, obviously, when he's not in a rage. And apparently has immortality. Alright, so the idea is, it's going to be quite hard to beat. Then we've got Stargirl. So Stargirl, she uses Cosmic Converter Bolt. It gives her super strength and reflexes and the ability to project light forms that affect the human nervous system. She's also got the Cosmic Rod, which allows to fly and project blasts of solar energy. I kind of feel like she's pretty cool, but at the same time, you're firing heat, light, whatever, at Goblin, who can absorb heat. I just kind of feel like, realistically, because he can blast out heat as well, from what I can remember, especially on that Death of Spider-Man, he absorbs all of Johnny Storm's fire, and he uses it against him, do you know what I mean? So I feel like this would probably be a pretty useless fight for her. I kind of feel like she'd be able to keep her distance as such, but she would never get the killing blow in, and when she did get Cletus, to be fair, he's fast as well, so he'd be able to get in there. I think Norman Osborn's Ultimate Goblin from the Ultimate Universe would have the upper hand here. So unfortunately, it is a, oh, hold on, sound effects are letting me down. Ready? There you go. Yeah, so Stargirl goes back into the pot for next time. So we have Carnage Magneto versus Ultimate Goblin. So realistically, the thing about the symbiote is that whoever they merge with, they take on their physical attributes. So even if Ultimate Goblin was to win now, the Carnage symbiote would probably merge with him, and then we'd have Ultimate Goblin with magnetic powers. I think that basically what Magneto would do here is, they'd fight, they'd brawl it out, there'd be metal going everywhere, there'd be all sorts, and he'd skewer him, and then he'd do what he did in X-Men 97, he'd take him into space, and then he'd just let him go. And I think that would literally be the end of Ultimate Goblin. So I think Carnage Magneto should be a thing that they should really think about for the comics, because I think it would be awesome. So
KO.
So Carnage Magneto is in the line, or he's the winner of Group A. So I'm going to go straight on to Group B. So I have got, let's have a look. So this is Battle 1. I have Darkseid versus Lord Drakkon. So Darkseid, he's a new god. He's super strong. He has those, what, the Omega Beams and stuff like that. So he's allegedly invulnerable. Yeah, Lord Drakkon, he has absorbed a lot of Ranger powers over the years. He's pretty powerful in himself. He has, what, universal teleportation powers. He can absorb other Power Rangers' powers from them. Yeah, he's... Realistically, the original Drakkon has the power of the Green Ranger and the White Ranger. If you're a power, if you go into Power Rangers lore, realistically, those powers were probably two of the most powerful powers within the whole universe. And yet, he has them both. And eventually, he has a ton more powers because he kills a load more Rangers. He absorbs their powers. He has knowledge over the morphing grid. I kind of feel like he put up a good fight, but I'm pretty sure Darkseid would have the win here. The only way that he could beat him is if he was to teleport into another universe. But I just think that he, realistically, he probably wouldn't get away from him to do that kind of thing. I don't know. I kind of feel like they both have teleportation powers, don't they? Because he can, you know, like, boom, tube, or whatever it is. So I kind of feel like, no, I'm going to give this one to Darkseid just for brute strength. I kind of feel like that's the only way that he'd win in this. So it is a
KO.
And Darkseid goes back into obscurity. So we have in our bout two of Group B, we have Ant-Man versus Siler. So Siler was pretty big in the previous KO of the week from season one. So Ant-Man can grow really small, can go really small or really big. Do I think this would have any effect over Siler? Siler is telekinetic. He's got all sorts. He's got a plethora of powers. He can also cut into people's heads. I kind of feel like, realistically, Ant-Man would... Ant-Man would go for the kill by getting inside him and trying to shut him down from the inside. What he doesn't realise is that Siler can regenerate. And realistically, he might think he's won, but then Siler would obliterate him. He'd nuke him. Right, so I'm pretty sure this one's a pretty clean-cut one. So I think Siler would win this one, and Ant-Man would have absolutely no chance, unfortunately. So it is a
KO.
So final of Group B is Darkseid versus Siler. So I'd love for Siler to come out on top on this. I kind of feel like initially Darkseid would fire that Omega Beam, Siler would TK it, and then he'd fire some ice back, would have no effect. He might even nuclear explode. Would that have any effect? Probably not. Darkseid would use his Omega Beam, but they bend it this time and probably vaporize Siler. I think vaporizing him, you know what, I don't think he'd go down without a fight, but I do think that all in all, I think Darkseid would probably win this. So I feel like it would be unfortunately, a
KO.
So Siler has been knocked out and Darkseid goes to the final. So we have Group C. Our first fighter is Greymon from Digimon versus Archangel. So Warren Warrington. So, right. Greymon. Huge dinosaur, champion Digimon, Nova Blast, you know, pretty powerful. Archangel. So this is Metal Winged Archangel, basically, alright? Yeah, so he's pretty strong, fast, fly up to 150 miles per hour. He can fly really high, enhanced lungs, extraordinary eyesight, blood has healing qualities. So the idea is Greymon versus Archangel. It's a tough one because I think Archangel you know, especially we're talking Apocalypse Archangel kind of thing, he's a pretty tough guy. And I think the only way he would beat Greymon is if he blocked one of the attacks with his wings and then sliced him by the jugular. He'd have to kill him. Yeah, so I think Archangel would win just by getting the 150 miles per hour dig in on him, basically. I think that's the only way he could beat him. So I'm giving this one to Archangel, so...
KO!
Right, round two is going to involve Elastigirl from The Incredibles versus the Human Torch. Okay, right, so I think we know how this one's going to go. What happens when you superheat rubber? It just goes floppy and dense and all this. So the idea is, I think she'd wrap around him, Johnny would flame on, and I kind of feel like realistically that would be the end of the battle after that. So I kind of feel like definitely a quick one-sided battle. So I think Human Torch would win this just by heating up as much as possible. So I'm giving it to him. So,
KO!
Right. That has nothing to do with Elastigirl's experience, just that Johnny is like a badass. So we have Archangel versus the Human Torch. So Archangel is, you know, strong, good fighter and all this, but Johnny is on a different level. He can heat up almost as hot as the sun. He's, you know, he's probably just as fast, honestly, do you know what I mean, in the air. So realistically, Johnny fires a Nova Burst, which strikes with the force of a nuclear warhead. I kind of feel like, you know, fire-wise, he is quite an overpowered character. So, no, definitely you're getting taken out of existence, Archangel. So, not a chance. Human Torch wins this by a mile. So,
KO!
Right, so straight on to Group D. So, my first fighter is Buffy the Vampire Slayer versus Cheetah from DC Universe. So, okay. So, the idea is Buffy, she's the chosen one. She is the Slayer. She's strong. She's fast. She has the ability to tap into the knowledge of previous Slayers. To Cheetah, she's strong, fast. You know, just and not my favourite DC villain whatsoever. She has, what, above average strength and agility. Not as much as the film made her out to be, let's put it that way. So the idea is, but I can't see this being much of a fight for Buffy. Let's be honest, she fights, you know, creatures of the night. I don't think Cheetah's going to give her much of a go over here. So the idea is, I'm giving this one to Buffy, so...
KO!
And I am going on to my second one. So out of the basket, I have Morpheus from The Matrix versus, this is Morpheus with the powers he'd have within The Matrix, by the way, versus, oh dear, Hyperion. Okay, right, let's put it out there, Morpheus, he's going to go for it, he's going to use some kung fu and all this. Hyperion, just probably going to stand there, and then, boom, flick him away. So I'm pretty sure we all know that that would be a pretty quick KO, unfortunately, for Morpheus. Kind of feel like if you'd fought a street, if you versus Buffy, there's always a chance you might win that. But no, I'm giving this one to Hyperion. No contest, so...
KO!
Right, so the fight for the champion of Group D is going to be Buffy the Vampire Slayer versus Hyperion from the Marvel Universe. Okay, so, right. So, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, round up of her powers. She's strong, she's fast, she's not invulnerable, can take a lot of injury. She has knowledge, she can tap into dreams and or knowledge from past Slayers. Hyperion, he possesses almost limitless strength, speed, and endurance. He's impervious to virtually any injury, can fly through the air and project radioactive beams of energy from his eyes, called flash vision. Realistically, unfortunately, as much as I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer, that she can't win this fight. You know, not without some sort of like trump card, and she ain't getting it. So unfortunately, Hyperion wins this battle, so it is a
KO.
Right. So, Group A versus Group B. Carnage Magneto versus Darkseid. So, okay. Right. I think this sounds like it's going to be, yeah, like one of those fights that could go either way to a certain extent. Carnage Magneto is pretty invulnerable. Darkseid is apparently invulnerable. They both have some pretty solid attacks. I think that Darkseid would have the edge here because of his endurance. I kind of feel like Carnage would try his best to get with Darkseid. Yeah, I think that Carnage, part of Magneto, would try his best to merge with Darkseid, leaving Magneto. Darkseid would Omega Beam Magneto, taking him out, and then Carnage would try his best to merge, but not be able to because of Darkseid's will. So I think that then Darkseid would Omega Beam Carnage, and it would be a
KO.
So I think that Darkseid would win this particular bout and go on to the grand final. Right, so we have now Group C versus Group D. So it's the Human Torch versus Hyperion. So realistically, Human Torch would put up a hell of a fight. He'd use his trump cards. He'd hit with that Nova Burst or whatever it was. But realistically, I can't see him beating Hyperion. I think this wouldn't be a quick battle, but it would end up the way that we all think. So Hyperion would win. So it would be a
KO.
So Human Torch has been knocked out. So in the final, we have Darkseid versus Hyperion. So this is more of a battle than I thought we were going to get when we first started, honestly, because obviously we had I thought Carnage Magneto would go all the way, because obviously I didn't realise what was going to get drawn. But I think Darkseid versus Hyperion, they're pretty well suited. Okay, I think realistically Hyperion, yeah, it all depends on what version of Hyperion we're talking about. Where the one I'm talking about is the one from he's an Eternal, and he's in the 616 universe at the moment, I think. So the idea is he's a pretty good guy, do you know what I mean? So the idea is, it's like Darkseid fighting Superman to a certain extent. I think it all depends on who was more ruthless, and unfortunately, I think, as much as I want Hyperion to win, I think Darkseid would get this just because he is more ruthless and he would kill him. I think he'd use something to his advantage, get the upper hand, and then he would wipe him from existence. So, unfortunately, what's his real name? Mark Milton. Mark Milton Hyperion has been
KO.
And our winner for this week is Darkseid. So, I'm Matt, and this has been the Glasses by Day, Geek by Night podcast, and this has been KO of the Week, Week 2. Thanks for listening.